Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Daled, and in Yiras Hashem today, we will be learning Daf Resh Nun Tes Amud Aleph, at least a good piece of Resh Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Iruvi Chatzerais and Chetufei Mavuais. We pick up today on the bottom line of the Shulchan Aruch and Resh Nun Ches Amud Beis with Simon Shin Sadik Aleph Sif Beis. Today's Shir is going to be audio only. The schus of our learning should be a schus for Achinuk Beis Yisrael Hanisunu Batzara Beishiv Yehayinu Bein Bayom Bein Bayavasha Hamalkim Yerachim Aleihem Yitziyem Yitzara Lurvacha Me'afelu La'ira Umishibud L'Gu'ula Hashtab Agolo V'Zman Kariv V'Nemar Amen. Our learning should be a schus for Fu Shalema for Achi Agadol Meshemer Ben Esther Fradel Yitzchak Betzian Bedusha Rivka Bashir Leah Chavadasa Basvezel Serel Yeshua Levi Ben Ahuva Malkechano Yeruchim Ben Masha and Trani Bas Batsheva. They should all have a refu shalem of a seich shar chayle Yisrael. So I think we're going to have a little bit of an abbreviated cheer today, famous last words. What I'd like to do is sif beis and complete simon shin tzadik aleph. And then in the next cheer, b'yis Hashem, we will begin simon shin tzadik beis. You could see that the vast majority of the Mishnah Berurah Resh Nun Tes Amud Aleph belongs to Simon Shin Tzadik Aleph. There's not much Mishnah Berurah belonging to Shin Tzadik Beis, so I think we will be okay, but Shin Tzadik Beis starts a little bit of a complex sugya, and I'm not eager to just get a tiny bit into it and then stop. So that's the game plan. All right, so Sif Beis, bottom of Resh Nun Ches Amud Beis, says the Mechaber. Yisraelim Hadarim B'chotzer Yechidi, a group of Yisraelim that are living together in one single chotzer, be'ir shel enam Yehudim, in a city where the rest of the city is enam Yehudim, shehi mukefes choyma, and this city is mukefes choyma. So let's pause here for a second, right? We have a city, the city is mukefes choyma, the city is surrounded by a wall. So right away we know, if the city is surrounded by a wall, then high level, the whole interior of this city is one big Rishus HaYochid. Now, who's living in this city? So you have a lot of Einam Yehudim living inside this city. And then you have one chatzar, you have the Jewish quarter. You have one chatzar of Yisraelim living inside a chatzar in this city. So now let's kind of unpack this and analyze it on the chatzar level and then on the Mavui level, on the Shetufei Mavuais level. So we begin with the Chatzar level. You have several Yisraelim living together in a Chatzar. Well, they have to make it a Ruvei Chatzeres, right? They're in a Chatzar, so they're in a Rishus HaYochid. This Chatzar is located in an Ir Mukefes Chayma, so it's definitely a Rishus HaYochid, but they need to make an Ruvei Chatzeres in order to be Matir Tiltel, Keli Sheshavas Babayis, from the house to the chotzer, Keli Sheshavas Bachotzer, from the chotzer to the house, from one house to another house. So definitely on the chotzer level, the Yisraelim living in this chotzer need to join together in Eruvei Chatzeres. All right, they do that. Now let's go to the next step. Let's go to the Mavui level. If these people, these Yisraelim living in this chotzer, if they want to transfer a Keli Sheshavas Babayis out of the house, through the chatzer, out to the mavui. Do they need to make a shetufei mavuis? No, because they're one Yiddish chatzer alone with the rest of the Einam Yehudim. So one chatzer together with Einam Yehudim on a mavui is like a chatzer that has one bias of a Yid and one bias of an Eino Yehudi. You don't need an Eruv Chatzeres. So too on the shituf level, if you have one Yiddish chatzer and then you have Goyim, you do not need a Shetufei Mavuais, right? So right now, if we pause right here in the Mechaber, the situation we have is, we have a Chatzar that needs an Eruv Chatzeres, but these people do not have to make a Shetufei Mavuais. Now the Mechaber throws in the potential complication. What happened now, continues the Mechaber, middle of the line, top of Resh Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Va'avru Yehudim Acherim Derech Sham B'Shabbos. Now, more Yehudim came. More Yisraelim came for Shabbos. V'nis'achsenu b'chatzar acheres. And they took a couple of Airbnbs, and they are guests in another chatzar in the city. Oh, that potentially changes the picture here, right? Now we have our original chatzar of Yisraelim, and until now, we only had our original chatzar of Yisraelim, and then Goyim. Now we have our original chatzar of Yisraelim, and now somewhere in the city, there's another chatzar that also has Yisraelim in it. But who are these Yisraelim? They're not diurim. They're not people who live there. They're achsinoim. They're orchim. They're only guests. Therefore, says the Mechaber, "Va'avru Yehudim acherim derech Shabbos Shabbos v'nes achsinu b'chatzar acheres." If now more Yisraelim come and they take up residence as guests, as temporary residents in another chatzar, einam oisrim aleihem. They do not aser on the original chatzar of Yisraelim. So there's nothing that they need to do. They don't suddenly need to make a shetufei mevuos. We don't suddenly look at it that, oh, now there's two chatzarim of Yisraelim, the original one and the guests. No, the guests don't count. You know why, says the Mechaber? Because this is a concept that we've seen already previously in the context of a ruve chatzeros, and that is that a guest does not aser. A guest is not considered somebody who lives there. They're not considered residents. They are bottle to the balabatim. They're bottle to the ones who are real residents. And therefore, the Mechaber closes out the simon, and he says, "Umutarim letaltel b'chol ha'ir." And they, and we're going to have to see in the Mishnah Berurah precisely who the they are, but umutarim letaltel b'chol ha'ir, and they are mutar to be metaltel throughout the city. Okay. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah begins on the bottom of Reish Lamches Amud Beis. Mishnah Berurah is cut your test. Yisraelim Hadarim. So you have Yidden who live in a chotzer in this city of Einam Yehudim. Pirish, says the Mishnah Berurah, the explanation of this case is, Av Shekaba Yisraelim Darim B'chotzer, even though you might have 10 houses of Yidden living inside this chotzer, but it's mutter for all of them to take a keli shashavas babayis out of the house, through the chatzar, and out to the mavui. Why? Because on the mavui level, in the context of the halachas of shetufei mevuos, kol b'nei ha-chatzar kechada chashivi, right? This is one chatzar. Hecha she'arvu, so long as they joined in a joint ruve chatzeres, the chana, like everything that we've seen before. So again, just to be clear, right? Like I started off this year, on the chatzar level, these Yisraelim have to join in a joint ruve chatzeres to be matir tiltel within their chatzar. Once they join in a joint to Ruvei Chatzeros, now we go from the Chatzar level to the Shetufei Mevuos level. On the Shetufei Mevuos level, they are one Chatzar of Yisraelim opening up onto the Mavui. So it's one Chatzar of Yisraelim together with all of the Einam Yehudim. You don't need a Shituf. You only need a Shituf if there are at least two Chatzeros of Yisraelim together with the Einam Yehudim, and you don't have that. The Mechaber told us that in this case, we're dealing with an ir shehimu kefes chayma. We're dealing with a city that's surrounded by a wall. Says the Mishnah, shehimu kefes chayma, dal yidei zeh, because by virtue of the wall that's surrounding the city, eina tzricha oid shom tikun. You don't have to deal with a lechi and a kaira on any of the mavuyos. You don't have to deal with any tzuras ha-pesachs or anything else. The whole interior of this city is a chotzer, which is a rishos hayachid, because the city is surrounded by a wall. V'huadin im einam ukefes chayma. The truth is that the halacha of the Mechaber would pertain even if the city was not surrounded by a wall, but va'asuya betikin muvois kadin. But you went and you were misakin the city, meaning that all of the mevuos have a lechi and a kaira, everything else is surrounded by tzuras ha-pesachs, u'chidayma. So it doesn't have to be specifically a city that's mukefes chayma. The reason the Mechaber chooses to couch the case in the context of an ir mukefes chayma is because that makes this halacha very simple. Since the ir is mukefes chayma, we don't have to deal with any of these other shilas. We could be laser focused on the halacha that the Mechaber wants to teach us, which is simply that since you have a chatzar yichidi of Yisraelim, you have one chotzer of Yisraelim, and then you have Einom Yehudim, it's one group of Yidden. So you don't need a Shetufim of voice. Now what happened, said the Mechaber? Now more Yisraelim came. Now the way the Mechaber chooses to give us the case is that more Yisraelim came, and they are now guests in another chatzah. So there would have been room for a Havamina to think that, oh, maybe now we need to treat this like two chatzeros of Yisraelim and Einam Yehudim. You have the original chatzer of Yisraelim, and now you have the chatzer where the Yisraeli guests are residing. So maybe now it's two chatzeros of Yisraelim and then Goyim, so now you need Shetufim of voice. Kamash v'lon l'mechaber, that you do not. Ois katan chafalef in this achsenu b'chatzer acheres. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this same halacha applies in a slightly different context. This same halacha conceptually would apply in misachsein ba'oisei chatzer sheYisrael darsham v'gam akum darsham. You know, where you have another manifestation. You know, where you have another manifestation of this halacha? Let's say there would be a chatzer that only has one Yisrael living in it. So you have a chatzer where there's four houses. You have Reuven, you have Tony, and you have Vinny. Well, in that chatzer, do you need an Aruva Chatzeres? No, because you only have one bias of Yisrael. You have Reuven, and you have two Goyim. You don't need an Aruva Chatzeres. To require an Aruva Chatzeres, you need at least two Yisraelim. Now, I said that the chatzer has four houses. Yeah, the fourth house is an Airbnb. Now, Shimon came, and Shimon rented out house number four in the chatzer, and he's coming as a guest. Do we now say that now there's two Yisraelim and Goyim, and you needed a Ruvach Hatzeros? No, you don't. Why? Because Shimon is an Areach. He's a guest. He's not a resident. We don't count him. He's bottle to Shimon. So it's still only one Yisrael together with the Einam Yehudim, and you would not need it a Ruvach Hatzeros. So essentially, this is the same halacha as the Mechaber's halacha. But the Mechaber's halacha is on the Mavli level, right? The Mavli and the Chatzeros, and this other case would have been on the Chatzer level. So the manifestation of the halacha in the case of the chatzer would be you don't need an eruv chatzeros in this chatzer to be matir tiltul. The mutarim shneim af bli eruv. Reuven and Shimon will be mutter to be metaltel keli sheshavas babayis to the chatzer and vice versa, even without an eruv chatzeros ubalis chirus rishus ben akum, and they won't have to be masker rishus from Tony and Vinny mehai taima for the same reason. So again, on the chatzer level, if you only had Reuven and Tony and Vinny, you don't need an eruv chatzeros. It's only one yid. Shimon comes into the chatzer, but he comes in as a guest. We do not say that now there are two Yisraelim and Einam Yehudim, and now Reuven and Shimon needed a Reuven Chatzeros, and they need to be Masker Rishos from Tony and Vinny. No, it's still considered only one Yid, because Shimon doesn't count. Shimon is an Areach, he's a guest, he's bottled to Reuven, we don't factor him in. Oiskan Chavbez, Einam Oisrim, the Yisraelim that go into this other Chatzer do not aser on the original Chatzer of Yisraelim. Or it's under Larmar, what the Mechaber wants to say is, Da'af the Kabbalon Shem Shnei Yisraelim Darim Be'ir. Even though we've said until now, if you have multiple Yisraelim and Chatzerois in the city, the Yesham Gam Akum Hador Be'ir, and there's also an Eina Yehudi, Einoi Moyel Shum Tikkun Lutaltal, a Shetufe Bevuais, or any other kind of Tikkun like Yerubi Chatzerois, does not work. Kol's Manchalei Sacheri Mimeni Rishusai, if you're not Maski Rishus from the Eina Yehudi, but over here where the additional Yisraelim are only guests, they are bottled to the Yisraelim that live in the city. And therefore, we look at this as a case where there's only one Yisrael. Now, what I want to be very clear about in this Mishnah Berurah is Katan Chavbez, there's one thing you should understand. Again, let's analyze the case. A city, an ir, mukefes chayma, surrounded by a wall. You have one chatzer, I called it the Jewish quarter. That's where you have 10 houses of Yisraelim inside that chatzer. on the chotzer level, they joined in a Eruvei Chatzeres. Originally, there were no other Yisraelim in the city. You did not require a Shetufei Bevuos. Now, additional Yisraelim came, and they are guests in a different chotzer. The halacha that the Mechaber is teaching us is that those Yidden that are now located in a separate chotzer do not aser on the original Yiddish chotzer. We don't say that now you have two Yiddish chatzeros opening up onto the mevuos of this city, and now you need a shetufei mevuos. We don't say that. Why? Because the newcomers are only guests. Since they're guests, they don't count. Now, the Mishnah Berurah makes it very clear why they don't count. The reason they don't count, in the words of the Mishnah Berurah, is because the hacha de'enam ela archim, since they're only guests, betile legaba Yisrael hakavua ba Yisrael. They are bottle to the original Yiddish residents of the city. Now, what's so interesting about that is that the way the Mechaber delineates the case, the newcomers don't live in the same chotzer as the Yisraelim, right? They're living in a different chotzer, yet they are still bottle to the original Yisrael residents of the original Yiddish chotzer, right? So even though they don't live in the same chotzer as the original Yisraelim, they're located now in a different chotzer. They're still bottled to those original Yisraelim. Why is that? The reason is because the air is Bukefes Chayma. Since the city is surrounded by a unified wall that turns the entire interior of the city into one Rishus HaYachid, the newcomers that are guests, even in a different chotzer, are still bottled to the original Yisraelim in the original chotzer, and they do not aser on them. Okay. Let's go weiter. Now, the Mechaber said, Umutarim letaltel. Now, if you're very literal-minded and you translate the Mechaber's words very literally, take a look at what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber says that the guests, if you go to the second line in the Mechaber, Einam oisrim aleihim. The newcomer guests do not aser on the original Yiddish residents of the Yiddish chotzer. Why? Because a guest doesn't aser. And therefore, what's the halacha? Umutarim letaltel, and they are mutter to be metaltel b'chala ir throughout the city. Who's the they? Who's the object of umutarim? Well, it would seem to go back on einam oisrim aleihem. The newcomers do not aser on the original residents. So we're talking about the original residents, right? Umutarim, the original residents remain mutter letaltel b'cholayir, to be metaltel throughout the city. They could take a keli sheshavas babayis, they could take it out of the house into the chotzer, because they made it a ruvich hatzeros, they could take it out to the mevuos, because they don't need a shetufei mevuos, because they're one chotzer of Yisraelim, together with Einam Yehudim. But how about the newcomers? Are the newcomers allowed to transfer a keli shavas babayis in their Airbnb out of their Airbnb to the chotzer that the Airbnb is located in, and then from the chotzer to the mevuos of the city? Are they mutter? Is the Mechaber telling us a halacha that pertains only to the original Yiddish residents of the Yiddish chotzer? Or does it also apply to the guests themselves? Are they also mutter to be metaltel from their guest quarters out to the chotzer and then out to the mevuos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, ois katan chav gimel. Umutarim letaltel. Ritzayin elaymar, what the Mechaber wants to say is, says the Chav Tzchaim, the gam ha'orchim ba'atzmon mutarim letaltel b'chol ha'ir. Even the newcomers, even the guests, are mutter to be metaltel from their guest quarters, akeli shoshavas babayis, out to the chotzer, out to the mavois. Why would that be? The reason that would be is because, again, they are bottle to the original Yiddish residents of the city. We don't look at them as having their own diurin. They're not transferring from one rishus to another rishus. We don't look at it that they're transferring from their bias out to a common chotzer, out to a common mavui. No, they're guests. They're not the urin. They don't have residency in the chotzer. They don't have residency in the mavuos. They're bottle of mavotel. It's as if they're not there. Everything is owned by the Yiddisha residents of the city. They don't have to worry about their rishus. That's the shita, that's the Dei Rishona, the first opinion that the Chofetz Chaim is bringing down here. However, then the Chofetz Chaim says, V'das Magen Avraham, but it's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. We know how much value the Chofetz Chaim always gives to the words of the Magen Avraham. So we have a dissenting opinion here from the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah is not just going to ignore it. V'das Magen Avraham, it's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Da'afta Archim Eina Oisra Abal Abayis HaKavua Sham. While it's true that we don't recognize the residency of the guests to the extent that they're not going to aser on the real residents of the city, right? We don't look at it and say, oh, now there's new diurim here. Now there's new residents. There's these guests. So they should aser on the original residents. No, they're not residents. They're both a little vupul. We don't recognize the residency. So they don't aser on the original ones. But aval, however, says the Magen Avraham, balabayis oiser al ha'orchim. But the original residents of the city, they are real residents of the city. They aser on the guests. Shaloi lahoitzi mi bateyam lahair. The guests cannot transfer keli shashavas babayis from their guest quarters out to the chutzer or out to the mavli. And the reason for this is, the reason the Magen Avraham says this, is because the Magen Avraham looks at it, the Magen Avraham says, look, whatever house the guest is living in, let's say he rented an Airbnb, right? That Airbnb, that house is miyuchad for the guest, right? It's designated for the guest, so it's a different rishus than the chutzer or than the rest of the city. So if the guest would transfer a keli shoshavas babayis from his guest house out to the chutzer or out to the mavui, he's transferring from one type of rishus hayachid to another type of rishus hayachid without an eruv. It's true that they don't aser on the original residence, says the Magen Avraham. Why? Because the guests have no rishus in the chatzerois or the mavuois. Only a real resident gets a rishus in the chutzer or in the mavuois that the other Yisraelim would have to worry about. But they do have a rishus in their guest quarters, so their guest quarters are considered distinct from the chatzeres and the mavuois. So the Magen Avraham says they can't transfer from the guest quarters out to the chatzeres or the mavuois. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, we paskin like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that even the guests are completely batel u'mevutel to the other Yiddish residents of the city, and therefore we don't recognize them as having a separate rishus at all, and they're also allowed to transfer from their guest quarters to the chatzeres and to the mavuos. We covered this already in Shinayin, in a Bir Halacha. I do not recall whether or not we did that Bir Halacha together inside. Ois Katan Chav Dalid, the Mechaber closed out the Simen by saying that they're mutarim l'taltal b'chol ha'ir, throughout the city, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chol shekein. Now there's another girsa over here that takes out the words v'chol shekein, which is mashma, that what the Chofetz Chaim is about to say is a kal v'chomer. Doesn't really seem to be a kal v'chomer. So there's another print that says v'hu hadin, and the same halacha would apply. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chol shekein shem mutarim l'taltal b'chotzer shem is'achsinim. The Mechaber is telling us that the guests are allowed to transfer throughout the city. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they're certainly allowed to transfer, or just realize that the halacha is the same. They're also allowed to transfer within the chotzer that they're located in. Meaning, let's say you have the Yiddish chotzer, we're going to call that chotzer A, and now you have one of the Goyish chotzeros of the city, we're going to call it chotzer B. The Yiddish newcomers that are guests took up residence in Chotzer B in three houses. So now for this Shabbos, you have three Yiddish houses in Chotzer B. Do they aser on each other? Do they need an Eruv Chatzeros on the Chotzer level for the Shabbos that they're there? The answer is no. They're only guests, so they don't aser on each other. We don't recognize their residency. The Gam Ken Mehai Taima, for the same reason, then it follows legabe balabayas hakavua, they are considered bottle to the true Yiddish residents of the city. The near end, it would seem, says the Chofetz Chaim, the dafka, this halacha applies exclusively when we're dealing with a city that's surrounded by a unifying wall that turns the entire city into one Rishos HaYochid. Or it has other methods of Erev, like Tziras HaPesach, etc., etc., that surround the city and turns it all into one Chatzar. Because if not, I alluded to this earlier in the shir. The reason why the Yidden that are now guests in a different chatzar could be considered bottle to the original Yidden, the real, true Yiddish residents of the city that live in a different chatzar, is because we don't really look at them as living in a different chatzar. They're all living in the one big chatzar of this city that is in Ir Mukefes Chaima. That's why they could be bottled to them. But if it wouldn't be that way, if all the Yidden live, if the true Yiddish residents of the city all live together in Chatzar A, and now these Yiddish guest newcomers are in Chatzar C, and Chatzar C and Chatzar A are not together surrounded by a wall. They're totally distinct. You have Chatzar A on one side of the city, Chatzar C on the other side of the city, and there's nothing combining them. Well, then we're not going to say that the newcomers in Chatzar C are bottled to the Yidden in Chatzar A. They have no shaykhs to the Yidden in Chatzar A. The only reason we could say this is because they're together, surrounded by a unifying wall. It's an Ir Mukefes Chaima. So without that Chaima, V'Oisrim Zalzel Otaltal B'Chatzerim, then the three Yiddish guest newcomers in Chatzar C would aser on each other, because they're not bottled to anybody. V'dan, you should know the Hadar Rida Dairech, and also this concept that a guest does not aser. Yesh Armim Dadafka B'She'ed Rogel L'Hisachsein Shom. That's only true when these are guests that only come to this city infrequently. Avalim Rogel L'Hisachsein Shom K'moy She'evetzina B'Yeridin. But if they very frequently come here to the city, like we find by traveling salesmen who come to our market, She'regim Lovay Shom Tamid, then Chashav Kekvius, then we look at them as real residents. Vaiser Miyad, and they would aser immediately upon their arrival, Kishabosh Shama. Uchamayl Inyanaku B'Sibit Shin Pei Dalad. We already had a concept like this in Sibit Shin Pei Dalad. V'yesh B'Kil and Gambaseh, however, there are those that are making leave it in such a case, Kalzman, She'yesh Alav Shem HaReach, Da'ayinu At Shoshim Yoyim, so long as the guest is still considered a guest, because they're staying for less than 30 days. Okay, we're going to pause over here. We'll continue next time with Sibin Shin Sadik Beis. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. The source of Liman HaTorah should be Megan HaGatz, Klai Yisrael, the Baruch Hashem should send Yeshuas, Refuas, Parnasa, and Shidduchim to all those in need. We should be zeichet to see the B'Yaskal Tzedek, Vimherev, Yameinu, Amen. Be well.